Even before you get inside of Billings Artworks, you're greeted with a sign saying the shop is closed. But like in most small towns, the door is open and people come and go as they please.
Well, we're in a museum, a workshop, and a dump all rolled into one.
Add a bit of your dad's old garage in there too. There are cardboard boxes stacked everywhere and tools hum and whir in the background. John Billings greets me with his white hair pulled back into a long ponytail. His mustache and goatee wiggle when he talks.
It's an interesting space, and there's a lot of history in here, a lot of things to look at. It's just full of stuff.
Like Michael Jackson's Motown Records ID card, or Michael Jordan's award for being the best collegiate basketball player. There's one of John Lennon's Grammys, as well as the pieces of another that Taylor Swift famously dropped and broke. Billings is the owner of the shop where his staff makes lots of things you might recognize. There's the chrome duck from the film Convoy, the John Wooden Award, and of course...
And the Grammy goes to...
And the Grammy goes to...
And the Grammy goes to...
The Grammy.
You know, we still do things old school here. The mold making goes back a couple hundred years.
Billings has a hammer that's at least 100 years old. It's a tool he inherited from his mentor when he was in the early stages of his metal casting career. It started in the 70s when he no longer wanted to work on a loading dock in Los Angeles. A neighbor was a professional metal worker, and he sparked John Billings' interest in casting.
I was going to a dental school to learn how to make teeth.
Moving on to metal casting allowed him to indulge a taste for creation that he'd always had.
Well, I've always loved working with my hands. I was always built models, model cars, and planes. And then when I started making jewelry, you could just go so far with fabricating stuff, and I thought I wanted to cast.
Molding liquid metal into any imaginable shape or size. Conveniently, that neighbor made the Grammys, but as he learned under him, Billings' mentor became sick and later died. He purchased the business and became the sole maker of the Grammy. It's been that way for 40 years, and with contract renewals and design changes, it's been a tough road. Still, Billings and his small team make the award by hand, hundreds of them, each made out of Grammium.
It's mostly zinc. It's 95% zinc and 5% aluminum with some trace elements in it.
It's a mix specifically made for this one purpose. It's just one of the ways that you can make sure that each Grammy is genuine.
I'm the only person that can authenticate a Grammy. So if one shows up at a Christie's auction house in New York City, I get called to authenticate that Grammy.
It's small details that make the difference, he says. A common error he sees is using the wrong font on the nameplate. It took Billings more than a decade to realize the importance of what he was making. In 1990, when Bob Dylan received his Lifetime Achievement Award, Jack Nicholson was on stage.
The National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences joins a worldwide network of grateful fans in presenting you this Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations, guys.
And Billings was floored. He was always a huge Dylan fan, and to have his work connected to one of his idols made all the time and effort worthwhile.
It provides you with a life, and I've been fortunate to really not have a job in 40 years, and to be able to pay the bills is satisfying.
Billings will soon be negotiating another contract so that he can keep making the Grammys for years to come. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.